most of the time. I'm halfway content most of the time. I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that I buried inside. I don't compromise. And I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see her again. Most of the time.
Hopefully, people can hear me. The headphones in the studio, I don't think are working. But hi, this is Carrera. Normally, my radio show is in the hot seat with Joey and Carrera, but Joey cannot be here today because it is Parents Weekend, so I have my dad here.
Hi, everybody.
Which is awesome. So, yeah, we're doing a real radio show today. We're not doing a talk show, which is what we normally do. We're playing a bunch of songs that my dad chose, and he can talk a little bit about what he chose.
So last time I was here about a year ago, we played a variety of interesting music from a number of artists, including artists from Minnesota, where I am from and Carrera is from. Today, I'm emphasizing TV show theme songs, not the ones that you're most familiar with, like Friends or shows like that, but instead theme songs that go with both popular or obscure TV shows to give you a wide sense of the variety out there. One of the purposes of a theme song, of course, is to put you in the mood for what the rest of the show is going to be like. And I think that you will see as we go through this list that each of the theme songs chosen do a pretty good job of representing the nature of the show. I've divided this into three parts. One is instrumentals, that is theme songs that are without singing. Second are songs with singing but are written specifically for the show as a theme song. And the third group are songs with singing which are borrowed. In other words, someone has found a song that they felt was already in the marketplace and would serve their purpose. So I've chosen the first two to be quite old. It turns out that in early television, theme songs were chosen using classical music. And the first one is from a TV show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. It's on TV from 1962 to 65 and is a borrowed classical song from Charles Gounod, The Funeral March of the Marionette.
Yeah, and this is, again, Carrera, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Memphis Tufts Radio, and here's our first song.
Thank you.
you get a sense from that that the Alfred Hitchcock Presents show, which were each about an hour long, was full of mischief, and that's exactly what the show was like. The next comes from the comedy trio, The Three Stooges, and you will see that they borrowed heavily from a childhood song, The Three Blind Mice. That'll give you a sense what The Three Stooges was about. A lot of goofiness. Our third entry is from the TV series White Lotus. White Lotus is unique because each year they have a different theme song based on the location of the resort where the show is taking place. This song called Aloha is from White Lotus season one. That again was the song Aloha, the theme song to White Lotus season one. Next is another highly successful TV series called Succession. This is the main theme song, which quite frankly has won quite a few awards. So let's have a listen. A lot of mischief in that song, as well as each member of the family positions himself and maneuvers to take over the father's fortune. The next is from a current series on Apple TV. The TV show is The Studio. It is a Seth Rogen show about running a major studio in Hollywood. Quite funny and full of a lot of Seth Rogen humor. Let's have a listen. Called Temple of Cinema. So that was an all-drum theme song, which I find just terrific. It just comes across to me as like fast-moving and hip, which is the sense that you get from working in a film studio, I guess. Next is from an extremely popular series called Breaking Bad. And it is about, as most of you probably know, a high school chemistry teacher that, needing money, turns to manufacturing meth. Here's the theme song. That was the Breaking Bad main title theme song. Next, we have a very short clip from a TV show that was just aired recently called Department Q. It is a Scottish detective type show. Let's have a listen. Next is a song that many, many people are familiar with, has won many awards, been talked about a lot. It is the main title to the Apple TV series Severance. That song does, in my opinion, a masterful job of thematically expressing what the show Severance is about, and the presentation of the acting and the presentation of each of the various episodes is very consistent with that title. The follow-up to Breaking Bad was a show called Better Call Saul. Here is the main title. It's the first of our songs. As many of you probably know, Better Call Saul, although it was a series that came out after Breaking Bad, preceded it chronologically in terms of the storyline. It's about a small-town lawyer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you can tell by the... If you're able to hear the words or follow along with the words and the music itself gives you a real sense of the nature of the legal practice that Saul had. The next is an entry as the theme song for the TV show The Bear, about the Chicago restaurant and the family that runs it. It's a song called Save It for Later by Eddie Vedder.
Sucker for it. Cry, but I don't need my mother.
just hold my hand while I go on to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away, don't let me down. Sooner or later, you'll hit the deck, you'll get found out. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down, you let me down. And seven seas all rotten through, but what can you do? I don't know how I'm meant to act with all of you, Lord. Sometimes I don't try, I just na 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 na. You'll get found out. Save it for later. Don't run away. Don't run away and let me down. Run away, run away and let me down. Run away, run away, let me down. Run away, run away. Stupid reasons why we should suffer for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand while I go on to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground.
As with the last two songs, The Better Call Saul, main title, and Save It for Later from The Bear, this next song was also written as a theme song for the show. In this particular case, the show is Shrinking. I know it's one of Carrera's favorite shows, about a psychiatrist in a psychiatric practice, his other colleagues at the practice, his neighbors, and he himself is suffering from the fact that his wife unexpectedly and with great sorrow passed away in an automobile accident, and he's trying to deal with that. So the name of this song is called Frightening Fishes.
Dust till dawn, fearing the future, mourning the past, the hours moving slowly, then vanishing fast. But I'm trying in my
again. I wanna hear myself think again. For so long I've been turning into the skin and waltzing away from the damage I did. I'd brush off my shoulders and tuck in my shirt and flee from the scene before I knew Ben Hur. Trying my best to conceive, to cease, to take, just receive. Cause there's more than your love that I need, that I need. Help me carry this weight that's dragging me down. Pull me out of the drink before I start to drown. Let the wreckage all sink to where the fishes are frightening. Think again. Help me carry this weight that's dragging me down. Pull me out of the drink before I start to drown. Let the wreckage all sink to where the fishes are frightening. I wanna hear myself think again. I wanna hear myself think again. Think again.
All right, the next song technically was not written for the show. It actually was a song written by Leonard Cohen, who you all, I'm sure, are familiar with. But it was redone by P.J. Harvey and Tim Phillips, who perform and basically rearranged the Leonard Cohen song to fit absolutely perfectly as the theme song for the Apple TV show Bad Sisters. The name of the song is Who by Fire.
And who by fire? Who by water? Who in the sunshine? Who in the nighttime? Who by higher deal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? And who in a lonely slip? Who by barbiturate? Who in these realms of love? Something blunt. Who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? Who for his hunger? And who shall I say is calling? And who by brave ascent? Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his lady's command? Who by his own hand? Who in mortal chains? Who in power? And who shall I say is calling?
So Bad Sisters, as many of you may know, is about five sisters who grew up and are living in Dublin, Ireland. One of the sisters is married to a very, very devious and difficult and terrible man, and they all, the show and each of the various episodes are about ways that they try to figure out how to eliminate him. That's at least in season one, and the lyrics of this old Leonard Cohen song just fit perfectly into what the show was about. Next one is the theme song to the current Apple TV hit series called Slow Horses. Slow Horses began as a series of novels written by a British author about a group of has-been members of the British MI5 secret police. And Mick Jagger, as it turns out, was a huge fan of the books. And when he learned that that someone was going to make a TV series out of it, he asked if he could write the theme song. So here's Mick Jagger in Strange Game.
Surrounded by losers, misfits and boozers, hanging by your fingernails. You made one mistake, you got burned at the stake. You're finished, you're foolish, you failed. Slippery slope, somewhere a ghost of a chance to get back in the game and burn up your shame and dance with the big boys again.
Service announcement.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise driving, can be safer than riding a bike. And I can add, you see a lot more when you walk than when you drive. All right, let's get back to the theme songs. That was, again, a theme song written for the TV show Slow Horses, written and performed by Mick Jagger. The next is a theme song from a PBS show that unfortunately only had one season. It's called Annika. Annika is the title character who is a detective in Scotland who deals with and addresses murder or other crimes that take place in the waterways in and around Scotland. It's a very, very interesting show, well acted. And here's the title song written for the show is called Bringing Murder to the Land.
Throw a line to the darkness. Oh, your shadows blaze inside. There's no
I think music coming out of or often about Scotland, particularly traditional type of music, which this imitates, has an air of mystery to it. The stories have an air of mystery, and the music itself does. And I think that that theme song for the TV show Annika does a wonderful job in giving that sense, which the show really did a nice job of portraying. To keep with the Scottish theme, the next theme song is from the TV series Outlander. I know Outlander is also a group of series of novels that have been quite popular. It's about a woman that is transposed from modern day England into ancient Scotland when it was seeking its independence, and is thrust into living that life. The song, actually the words from the song were written by Robert Louis Stevenson, so they are quite old, and they were adopted as the theme song for the TV show Outlander.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone.
So that again continues the theme of, I think, of Scottish mystery in the sense that you get of stories, particularly traditional stories coming out of the Scottish songbook. We're going to change course a little bit now. We're going to get into songs borrowed, that is, songs that the developers of the TV show, the person in charge of the music, selected to be a theme song, but it was not written particularly for the show itself. The first comes from a TV series that had two seasons. It was on about 5 years ago or so, called Big Little Lies. This is the theme song called Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka.
Yeah.
right. Did you stop it? Okay. All right, so the next song, again, borrowed for purposes of the theme, is from the TV show The Morning Show. The name of the song is Nemesis, and if you've watched the show, you know how the sense of nemesis plays a very significant role in each of the plots. We're only going to listen to a portion of it because it's quite long, and we will get on to the remaining after we play a portion of the song Nemesis, the theme song to The Morning Show.
If I held my breath on you, how would I die? Thousand times, and if chewing was to show you how much I kid, I'll probably be wearing dentures by now. Said if I held my breath on you, I would have died a thousand times. And if chewing was to show you how much I kid, I'll probably be wearing dentures by now. Now promises broken. Nemesis, our token. You turn around, you march on to your new home. Wherever you're gone, darling, please don't you ever forget to treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's a portion of the theme song for the TV show The Morning Show called Nemesis. The next is the theme song from a TV show that had one season. The next season starts in January called Drops of God. It was a TV show about wine, of all things. It takes place both in France and in Tokyo, Japan. And here's the theme song, again, borrowed for purposes of this show. The name of it is Old Friend.
Quand la machine m'emporte vers les paysages, il vient et m'apporte des larmes de passage. Quand la solitude vient me rendre visite, j'ai pris l'habitude alors de l'inviter. Il vient chanter pour moi, me fait pleurer parfois. Souvent, même si je n'étais pas là pour ça, il me fait pleurer ma foi. Si j'y retourne, c'est que j'aime ça, pleurer dans sa voix, pleurer dans sa voix, pleurer dans sa voix, pleurer.
Hello there, Sal, it's your old friend Tom. I am very proud of the person you've become. Where I am weak, oh, you seem strong. See into your soul when I listen to your songs. I shut my eyes and I hear you sing. Feel a storm underneath my wing. And I know we'll be friends until the bitter end. Yeah, I know we'll be friends until the bitter end. Don't have one, don't have one, don't have one,
So our second to last song is a little change of pace. It, rather than it being a theme song, I chose the song that ended a TV series. We talked a little bit earlier about Big Little Lies. In the end of season two, the various friends go to the police office to sort of turn themselves in as a part of the overall story, and the TV series ends with this version of John Fogerty's Have You Ever Seen the Rain, sung by Willie Nelson and his daughter, Paula Nelson.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
When it's over, so they'll say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. Have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down on a sunny day.
Yesterday and days before, sun is cold, rain is hard, and I know it's been that way for all my time.
Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know it can't stop. I
Come
coming down on a sunny day.
So I want to say it's been a pleasure to be here again. I thank my daughter so much for giving me the opportunity to do this. We're going to end and fade out with a silly song. It's from another fairly recent British detective show by the name of River. River is about a male and female partner who were detectives in a London police department. She is unfortunately brutally killed, and he misses her tremendously, and you have this sense that he really, really was in love with her. And it's developed as the show progresses. But they are silly together in a lot of flashbacks, and the theme song is a fun way to end this show. Again, thanks very much.
Thank you again for listening, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Test Free Form Radio. And,